Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
President?
Yes, sir.
The sale and call's on the line, too.
Good, how are you?
Well, we just here toasting you all by ourselves, and we figured maybe we just ought to call you up.
My gosh, I'm mighty proud of you.
God bless you. We had some weak moments, but don't you think it was pretty good?
Oh, I think you're the best.
Well, God bless you.
I just think it's wonderful. Wish you were here with me.
Well, we wish we were, too, but I think we had a great week, don't you?
Yeah, it couldn't have been better. I put out a good, strong statement a while ago.
Congratulations.
Carl, haven't they got you pretty nervous breakdown yet?
Yeah. They nearly had me yesterday. I almost took poison. I thought we were going to lose that there in motion.
How's Uncle Charlie feel?
How does he feel?
Well,
glad to see him going to Australia.
Is he on his way to Australia? Did he think he had your beat?
Yeah, he thought he had his beat. He told us he had his beat.
We weren't sure he did. I don't know how we got this thing. Honestly, I can't figure it out.
Well, I'm not going to tell you all I know.
Huh?
I'm not going to tell you all I know.
Mr. President?
You know more about it than I do.
Mr. President? You know what that vote was on that motion to recommit?
Yeah.
295 to 170.
Why did you choose a fool thing like that?
Well, it's just fool stuff, you know. Halleck has lost his marbles. And the goal for that thing, in the first place, to keep us here today, you see, was real stupid. You know, we didn't lose a fella. We sat over here until 11 o'clock last night making sure that everybody stayed here. And not a single Democratic member left this city. As a matter of fact, the only guy that won left, Sykes left. He voted against us, but he wasn't here today. He was the only one who left.
What's that New Yorker, Apollo, whatever his name?
Got him back.
Did he come back?
He was here. He was here.
That's good.
He was here. And we got poor old Hannah. He's out the airport about to leave. And we caught him at the airport and said, you ain't going nowhere, pal.
John Dent.
That's right. And Lucinski.
Well, now listen, you're going to have any trouble getting a rule on this thing to have to go to conference?
No.
Huh? I can't hear you.
You talking about this bill?
Yeah, y'all added a bunch of damn fool amendments.
I know. Are they bad enough that it has to go to Congress?
I hope not. I told them if they're real smart, they would have messaged that bill over there, and Mansfield has said to Dirksen, now this is just a Republican amendment, and let's concur. And just move to concur, and that's all. But no, they want to put it off next Monday, and that's where all these damn fights start.
Well, I sent it over and told the clerk to get it on over to Watkins once, but you know that?
Yeah.
So, if they put it off and send it back, we got to go through the same thing. We got to go to Judge Smith, and he was in on trying to kill it. You know that?
Yeah.
That's our problem. We'll be about 2 weeks getting back. We can do it.
What you better do is quietly. Hey, you better watch out for those liberals, because they won't want that communist amendment in there.
Yeah.
And it won't make a damn bit of difference. There's no communist going to get any benefit, and we don't care. But we don't want to have the House won't vote down. What I'd do if I were you, Carl, I'd walk over there, I'd call and see Mansfield and say, now, I wouldn't tell him you talk to me because they don't like to be told, but I would say we got a couple little old amendments. This farm amendment don't amount to a damn. And you all took it out thinking you'd help us in the House, but the House wanted to put it back in, so we don't care. This other amendment don't amount to anything. You can just tell Dirksen that he doesn't care whether they say they're communist or not, so let's just concur. If you get back over here, we'll have lots of trouble, and you may kill it again like you did the food stamp. You haven't got it uncovered yet. And try to get Mike to go to Dirksen and get...
We would have had food stamp out if Coolidge showed up. Because that Judge Smith would let it go.
Huh?
Well, they're going to let it go.
They're going to let it go.
You'd have had food stamp if what?
They're going to let food stamp go, but we had it before Judge Smith, and Cooley didn't show up to defend
it. We couldn't find Cooley.
You couldn't find Cooley high or low. You can't help Cooley.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I got a couple of fellas who like hell for you here. I'll put them on the phone just a minute. D.B. Hardeman and Joe Moran, who got to help get these Pennsylvania Republicans. He's lit with them, John. I'll have to tell you hello.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Real nice. It was a real wonderful victory for you.
Good, good.
Right, D.B. is coming on, Mr. President.
Hi, D.B.
How are you, sir?
Fine. Glad to hear you.
Glad to hear you, sir.
Well, that's a good victory.
Yes, sir. Mighty fine day.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful. I sure appreciate all y'all did.
Well, thank you, sir, for everybody pitching in on it, but it's a fine thing to be able to find the headlines tomorrow.
Mr. President, you directed this thing. Without you, we'd never
know. No. No, what we got to do, though, we got to let old Charlie know we had the best year that anybody ever had. And
you were. And
the meaner he got, the worse off he got.
That's right. The meaner he got, the worse he got.
Let me ask you something. You,
talk loud. I can't hear you.
Do you want us to ask Mike to get something up and get it out and not fool around with any amendments? I don't think these amendments could hurt anybody.
If I were you, I'd put on my hat. Well, hey, I'll walk right over to Mike or Humphrey, both of them, right now.
We'll do it right now.
And I'd say, now, listen. Let me tell you this. I don't want to even tell the president this.
Right.
I want to tell y'all. We cut our last tongue on this thing. Now, we can't go through rules and fight it over again. It's 8-7, and we can't fight it out on the floor again. 20 votes would have changed it. We had a brawl, and nearly everybody was mad last night. Now, what y'all ought to do is just get up there. The quicker you do it, the better and the easier. And you and Dirksen agree that you just concur in these minor amendments. You passed it 2-1, and let's go on and get it done. Now, we haven't been able to get your food stamp out that you screwed up with an amendment.
We'll do it right now, Mr. President.
And he'll tell you that he's going to bring it up the first thing Monday, and you tell him that's okay.
You know that? We couldn't do anything about it.
Huh?
There's no amendment in there that means a damn thing except the communist amendment. We can't get it out of here.
Well, I just tell him you can't get it out in the house.
We can't get it out. I know we can't get it out. If we call a roll, we couldn't get it out.
Well, tell him that.
Okay,
right, sir.
We'll go.
Good rest.
Thank you very much. I sure appreciate it, boy.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.